week, Milwaukee no longer requires augmented reality game companies to obtain a physical permit for a virtual location, so go enjoy the outdoors if it's reasonable. That's just one piece of closure in tonight's gaming news. Stay tuned for the rest of the week's headlines starting right now on the show, where every gamer has a voice.
Orange Lounge Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another week of the show where every gamer has a voice. It is Orange Lounge Radio, live tonight on December the 3rd of 2017 with episode number 709 of our show. We're here over the next few hours to talk about video games. Myself, Rob Roberts, you might know me on Twitter at Sky, S-K-I-E, and over there, Dark Soccer, Jamie Summers.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Spiteful.
Spiteful?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
What's new?
Somebody made the mistake of pissing you off.
Yeah, someone I'm related to, so I got dirt.
Those are usually the ones to piss us off first, just saying.
Oh, I got dirt.
I know. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
So I have to mention here on OLR, I know I briefly mentioned it on Bobby's show, because we do tape live every Sunday night at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern at the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com, right after our pal, Bobby Blackwolf, and his program. And we were talking about on the call, because he's good to donate 5-10 minutes of his show every week to us when he calls us to do this little, what did we call it way back in the beginning? The Stuart Colbert thing, the throw, the toss.
The handoff?
The handoff, I guess.
It's the hand job.
Now, Bobby's show is a family show.
So we're not.
It's hand work. All right, anyway.
His is the happy ending.
And we were talking about your hoodie that you have that is, it's Cassandra from Dragon Age?
It's the Cassandra armor hoodie. So it's got like leatherette-ish shoulder pads and gauntlets and the big Inquisition symbol. And I like it because I'm wearing leggings today because I didn't give a fuck. And it covers my ass.
So she literally paid for cosmetics.
Hi, Techmaster Loki. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. This thing looks like full cosplay garb when she's wearing it around the house. And I'm like, when she has to go grocery shopping at 7 and then defend the realm at 8.
Yeah, I'll find a link to it on the BioWare store and link it in the chat.
Okay, there you go.
But it also, though, is really freaking comfortable. That's the fun thing about it. And I'll go ahead and throw this out there. I've lost 25 pounds in the last 2 months.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's really comfortable now. It's so soft on the inside. Mm-hmm. And it's like wearing a blanket. So almost like wearing my Kigurumi, but my Kigurumi is way comfier.
So it's a snuggie. Just kidding.
It's not tight. It's different when it actually fits and isn't a little too small.
I should mention we do tape live on Sunday nights. I mentioned that part, 6 o'clock, 9 Eastern at Voice Geeks Network, but I don't believe I mentioned our chat room. If you are listening live, you can join our chat room over at live.vognetwork.com, where Dark Tetsuya says that segment is called the Tossover, is what we're trying to think of there.
But toss is offensive in Europe.
VidPower says, I heard Cassandra and armor, and I immediately thought of Soul Calibur. Well, it's not a bad thing you're doing. You know, there's many characters named Cassandra who are great and amazing. So there you go. Hi, Tech Master Loki. I know we said hi to you a minute ago.
Hello.
But your official introduction. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? What's new in your world?
Nothing.
No Lego projects? No nothing?
No, not really. I mean, nothing that I can discuss. No, no, I really have. I'm doing like Christmas shopping. So got some of that out of the way.
That's good. Since you are a Lego guy, let me ask you about this, because I don't remember if it came up on last week's show, but I know it was all over Twitter either last week or this past week, is that apparently the Tron...
Yes, that was me that posted that.
Yeah, so Tron... Yeah, you posted that. So that was this week, right?
They got the approval past the review process.
Yeah. So Lego does this contest like all year round,
yeah,
right?
It's all the time. So it's basically this page called Lego Ideas, so you can submit your own designs for things, and if they get 10,000 votes, then it goes to a committee that they basically decide whether they want to make it into a set or not.
And I've seen the one for RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. and I don't understand why it doesn't have 10,000 votes.
A lot of them, well, yeah, some of those, like, it's kind of weird why they don't have 10,000 votes, and they do give you more time as you get more votes. And a lot of the things that they don't seem to get votes for or don't approve are stuff that they have to license, because
right.
there's a lot of, like, licensed stuff that people want to pass through there.
But this winner...
But the Tron light cycle, yes, did make the cut. So apparently it is going to be coming out at some point. Now, the one that they showed online is the one that, you know, the person designed. So Lego actually goes and then does the design for it based off of what they did. But it's really cool, those sets. I've got one. It's the old fishing store is one that came out not too long ago in September, and that was a pretty nice set. And they've got – it's kind of cool inside those Lego Idea sets. They have, like, kind of a brief, like, bio of the person that designed it and kind of showing, like, his prototype and stuff and, like, talking about the Lego designer and what – how they adapted the design to make it, like, Lego stuff. And
well, I'm glad something is kind of keeping Tron going when I get worried that Disney's forgetting about it. Although, to be fair, the theme parks, you know, we know the Tron thing's going to happen in Florida. Yeah. So Tron is not forgotten. And of course, if you like video games and you like Disney stuff, like Tron is, I mean, you've got Kingdom Hearts and you've got Tron. And I think, you know, people of a certain generation kind of really fondly remember Tron. At least I know I do. Nothing against Kingdom Hearts, but seriously, explain the plot of Kingdom Hearts to me. Go.
I haven't played enough Kingdom
Hearts. It's only a 3-hour podcast. You don't have enough time to explain the plot of Kingdom Hearts.
Disney and Capcom fucking have an ugly baby. Not Capcom Square.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you know why you said Capcom? Because the old NES games were all the Capcom stuff, like Mickey Mousecapade and, of course, DuckTales, and, you know.
Disney and Squeenix fucking have an ugly baby bad fashion choices.
Yes.
So they have, like, other weird sets that have become, like, Lego Ideas sets. Like, you may remember they have the Big Bang Theory set.
Burn it.
Yeah, that's terrible. The one that they have coming, or that it's proposed, they're going to be considering it, I should say, is the set for Gilmore Girls.
That's funny. I know people that are really into that show. They're like that. Ooh. Has anyone submitted a set for The Good Place?
Not yet.
My favorite sitcom as of late.
No,
which
not
I've
yet.
Talked about
not
the show.
That I mean,
I think I've given
that
show free publicity like every week. I actually got that message on Facebook a couple weeks ago from my buddy Brad. From Pod Culture here on the network, who said, you talk about it so much on OLR, I finally watched it. I watched all of season one. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I need to – I probably am a few episodes behind. But, yeah, I did – I've been watching all of it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I watched it. You know what I watch?
What?
I watch
– The Discovery Channel.
Actually, sometimes.
The History Channel.
Yeah.
Batman Ninja, because that trailer came out this week. That looks awesome.
That's a real
thing.
But
he's not
That's
really,
a real thing.
He's not really, look, he doesn't look like a ninja. He looks like samurai.
Yeah, but who cares?
Dear white people.
I don't care what they call it. It looks awesome. It's
dear like white people, don't make it look Japanese and call it ninja.
Like a feudal Japan Batman versus a Joker and like. It just
it would
crazy
be
looking.
More accurate to me to make him like Batman the Ronin. That would be pretty badass.
All right. Let's get into video games. So believe it or not, it's a video game show. We're going to run a little bit of a shorter show tonight. So here's the deal. I was gone all weekend. Jamie has an appointment in the morning, so we can't go too late into the night. So we're going to do a little bit of a shorter show. And because I just got home from my trip about an hour and a half ago, we don't have a script tonight. Not that, I mean, the show's
you
not
know,
scripted, but
sorry.
We have what we call a show roll with the itemized stories.
I got to totally derail the show again.
What a shock.
Just briefly. We totally need to have a Good Place episode where we just like censor ourselves exactly like they do on the show, because that would be hilarious.
Oh, because
maybe April Fools, like we could do that.
Because it is. I'm always shocked that we actually have a wiki. It's the on Wikia. It's like orangeloungeradio.wikia.com, and I don't think I've ever edited an article on there, maybe once. So I'm really impressed by like
– I edited my own article.
Did you really?
Yeah, because people got some of the shit wrong, so I fixed
it. That's right. But I think most of it has been powered by, you know, listeners of the show, which I think is amazing. But where was I going with this? Oh, yes. So one of the jokes – you can read about this on the wiki because this joke kind of expired several hundred episodes ago. But we kept talking about how we were going to do a fuck show. And I don't remember where this came – I don't know if it was because we were talking about how like – movies like Pulp Fiction say the word fuck like 260 times.
It was probably,
and
yeah.
I think it came from a joke like, oh, we could outdo that.
Because there was like House of the Dead was like one of
yes.
There was one of the House of the Dead games.
That's it. Like one of the movies that Uebel did was trying
to
say.
No, it wasn't even Uebel. It was House of the Dead Overkill. It was a game that came out and they're like, oh, yeah, we inserted the word fuck so many times into that. It has like a record number of fucks in there. And I'm like, we could beat that. So we did.
And that but we finally delivered on that episode. I don't remember the number.
It
but
wasn't
it's in the
as
wiki.
Funny as we had.
No,
thought.
It was one of those things where like when then when the show happened, I think like halfway through, we were like, okay, we thought it would be a lot funnier, and it really wasn't.
It was on paper was funny,
but a Good Place episode.
A Good Place episode would be funny.
That would be funny. So there you go. All right. Anyway. So back to games, Loki.
Sorry.
So anyway, I was out of town this weekend playing Ingress, which is a cell phone game. I play it a lot. I don't always talk about it here on the show because it kind of like one of those things that kind of comes and goes in waves, right? So Ingress, if you don't know the game, it's by the people who did Pokemon Go, but it's the game that they did before Pokemon Go. So all your Pokestops and your gyms and stuff come from this game, Ingress. Ingress has a small but very rabid following here in the U.S. It's very big in Japan. Which is, I think, part of the reason why Pokemon Go, you know, how Nintendo kind of got connected with them. I think we know that story that the Pokemon Company guy actually was playing Ingress and, you know, that whole thing happened. And it's just, it's big around the world. You know, a lot of people are out there playing it on their cell phones because it kind of gets them out and they're moving. So anyway, every few months, like once a quarter or so in various cities around the world, they will do these big live battles where special events happen in big, you know, cities. And it's kind of a chance to get together with hundreds of other people who play the game and basically play a different version of the game for, you know, 4 hours on a Saturday. That's my like nutshell description of what happened on Saturday, because San Francisco was one of the cities picked, which is, you know, only about a 2 hour drive from OLR headquarters here in Sacramento. So we were able to drive over and play the game there. So I bring that all up because it kind of leads to a lot of AR news that's going on. So we got hundreds of people swarming downtown San Francisco playing this game. And I think what they do, I think Niantic's really good about contacting the tourism industry in these cities and kind of letting them know what's happening. So that way the city's kind of prepared for it. Although I don't, you know, in these events this is only my third live event that I've attended in person. I did one in Tucson last year and I did one in Chicago. And I don't remember, and then this one in San Francisco. And I don't remember any of them being particularly like, oh, the city did anything special type of thing. But it's just, I guess, like a heads up or whatever. So anyway, I want to kick off tonight's show because not only did I have that AR thing going on, which is why I'm very tired today, but we had some big news going on in AR gaming that kind of changes essentially the future of AR gaming, right, Dark Sakura?
Yeah, but I do need to make a quick disclaimer.
Okay.
I do know that the Kill la Kill guy is behind the Ninja Batman. I was quoting something from Facebook.
Oh, is this something in chat? Somebody corrected
me in
chat?
Yeah, oh. As like... I know I am quoting something that someone said on Facebook because it was funny.
Was it, though? Was it?
Whatever.
All right, moving on.
Yeah,
to the
and I didn't get to go because I was sick to the AR thing.
Sorry to hear it.
Yeah, it is what it is. So, but man, why can't we have nice things in... you know, for Pokemon Go, is because people decide to be shit. In Milwaukee County, there was a lawsuit that went against Niantic because the players went and trashed a big park, Lake Park. And so the county got Niantic to remove the Pokestops, and that should have set it down, but then they passed an ordinance that said that... that companies that want to do augmented reality in these places have to have a permit with like some kind of insurance. It's sorry, a significant of insurance in the amount of $1 million.
So basically like you're doing a food truck festival anytime you want to play Pokemon Go in the park.
Kind of.
Something like that.
Yeah. And really it's just really terrible. I mean, but basically the U.S. district judge, put an injunction against the county in July because the ordinance was, I'm actually going to quote on this, because of the strangeness and lack of sophistication of the rules. And that those rules infringed on First Amendment rights. And so the federal court said, yeah, that's totally the case. And so they wanted to move forward with the trial to, because they, you know, the county, the Milwaukee County supervisor wanted to move forward with the trial and there wasn't a trial. So basically, they came to an agreement that the injunction against the ordinance is permanent and that the municipality has to pay Niantic's legal fees. So But, I mean, the good thing is that at least that's not coming out of the taxpayers. It's coming out of insurance. Mm-hmm. So,
just one quick thing, too. I do not believe Niantic was the one that filed the lawsuit, even though they're the game that keeps getting brought up. Some other, and to be fair, I follow, like, lots of AR games, and this is one I have not played.
Candy
I've even
Labs.
Subjected myself to Garfield Go, which was garbage. Yeah. Go.
It was a group called Candy Labs.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But at any rate, though, they ended up having to pay the legal fees and everything, so.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a part of me that wants to go good, even though I don't feel good about the, you know, people in this city for what their city council did. But at least the money's coming out of insurance, so whatever. But thank God this precedent was not allowed to be set, because that would have really ruined AR gaming everywhere. You know, everything from Pokemon Go to Ingress to, you know, where would geocaching fit in with that? Because, like, I know there's Munzee. I don't think a lot of people have probably heard of that, but Munzee is another app that's kind of like, it's like geocaching mixed with gaming. Basically, it's kind of like the bridge thing, where it's basically like, find these barcodes that are on stickers in your favorite places type of thing. So I worry that an ordinance like that, like, where does geocaching fit in with that? Because geocaching is like a hobby for a lot of people, like there aren't even normally apps involved. You know, there can be. It makes the whole process a lot easier. There doesn't have to be. So I don't know. This is a precedent I'm very glad was not allowed to be set, because it just, you know, if you can play chess in the park, if you can play frisbee in the park, why can't you take out your phone and point your camera in a certain direction at the park? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, this is, and the other thing too, just on a side note, that I was glad that the language of the ordinance was called into question.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it with a lot of other laws that go in, tax scam, where they sneak language into it that's very ambiguous, that could be, oh, hi, Smush. That could be, I put him out my hand and he smushed his head into it.
Sorry, that was a moment straight out of the room.
Ooh, shiny.
I know. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Smush.
But I mean, the whole thing is that hopefully we get more cases that attack the language of something that bring into question ambiguity. Is that the word, ambiguity? In the language of laws, so that we have a lot
ambiguity?
More ambiguity. Thank you. That we have more scrutiny as to what sneaks its way into it. So,
yeah, that I think this is, for gamers, this is definitely a win all around. For city councils, this is a whole, you know, you really need to think about some of these things you're trying to make
money off of. So here's a tax, sit on it.
Or, you know, if you're pissed that the citizens littered in the park, blame it on the citizens that littered in the park. And, you know, this has to do with all these other stories. And I hope I'm not stepping on anything someone else wanted to talk about tonight, but because it is a shorter show, we don't have a show roll. But there's this whole other story going around about how somebody's doing a study about, is Pokemon Go killing people? And that's the clickbait headline. But what the article is really about is basically boils down to distracted driving. Like, are people getting in more accidents where there are Pokestops and gyms because of the stuff? And here's the thing. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this.
Anybody that plays Pokemon Go is going to die. So it has 100% mortality rate.
I would just like to point out that there are tools that are now built into most modern phones, like the Do Not Disturb While Driving, which I encourage everyone to activate, because any type of distracted driving can potentially lead to an accident, even if it's just looking at your phone for half a second to get a direction.
And it doesn't even have to be your phone. Like, we've all heard the story about so-and-so is doing their makeup while driving.
Or eating.
The eating is a big one. Or now that these control panels are super fancy, and, you know, you sometimes get distracted by pushing all the buttons on your control panel to do the radio or, you know, Spotify or whatever built into your car. You know, there's millions of ways to get distracted while driving your car. So it's just like, you know, again, if you're going to choose to play Pokemon Go while you drive and you get into an accident, is that Pokemon Go's fault?
No, it's your fault for being a moron.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say that rudely? I mean, your fault for being a fucking moron.
Much better.
I've got a fire today. I have a fire in my soul, Rob.
It needs more cowbell.
Well, I can't have caffeine, so I'm going to have to fuel it somehow.
All right. Anyway. So there you go, at the top of the show, talking about the big Pokemon Go ordinance, and the future of AR gaming looks good, which leads me into this whole Ingress event, right? So we're doing Ingress, and, you know, it was fun. We played for 4 hours, and then we went to Niantic's after party, which I have to say, it was free to get into, and they give you a drink ticket as you're going in.
Nice.
So, yeah, right? Like, right there, I was like, dang, Niantic knows how to party. And it was in a nice, big space. They used the Armory. The Armory was where the Konami thing was
that
we went to, like, years ago, right? So it was that same space, but all open, and, like, no, like, you know, it wasn't segmented a certain way or anything. So it was all open in there, and they, you know, we'd had drinks, and, you know, we were, you know, there was food for sale, and, you know, just able to chat and hang out with the people from your team, or, you know, even, you know, meet some people from the other team that you've been battling with for a long time, and, you know, all that. So a little bit of mixing there, and then they did some of the announcements. They came up on stage. They did the big, you know, the enlightened one, the series, because they won San Francisco. Yay! Everybody clapped, and, you know, but the Resistance to Hawaii, so the other team can feel good, you know, too. So everybody gets a chance to clap. And they're doing all these announcements, and then they kind of end it. So Ingress is supposed to be also – it's an AR game, not just because it uses real-world scenarios, but because technically there's this story that plays out online, and there's a blog that you can go to. And I think the story has to do with, like, aliens have been discovered – and one team of people, the Enlightened, wants to use what the aliens have to offer for the benefit of all humanity. And the blue team feels that the aliens are trying to enslave humanity, so they're trying to resist this type of change, which is why they're the Resistance, right? And I've totally oversimplified the story that, for me, just boils down to which color is prettier war, green or blue, which is why I play green. So anyway, there's this whole story behind it. They have characters and everything. So they acted out this whole scene on stage. It was like watching community theater, but whatever. It's fun because it's about a game that you spend a lot of time playing. And, you know, the community managers are talking about some of their events that are coming up. And one of the characters is on stage going, I have it. I have the truth. I have the you have to show everybody the truth about the future and all this stuff, and holding up something in the air I couldn't see way in the back. So anyway, it leads to this big unveiling of the trailer for Ingress Prime, which is the new game that Niantic is working on, except it is the old game. It is basically what many of people who have been playing Ingress call Ingress 2.0. So the Pokemon Go creator, Niantic, their next game is going to be their first game, and it is essentially a rewrite of the game from the ground up. That's why I call it a new game, because they are rewriting Ingress from the ground up, but the game itself... not gonna. It's still, you know, they're not like radically changing what the game's
about.
So
they're gonna get rid of the old game?
Well, no, this is going to be, it's going to replace your old client.
Oh.
So one day you're going to go in there and update your game, and it's going to be like, Ingress is now Ingress Prime 2.0. So that's it. But no, they stressed, your agent stuff will carry over, your level, your badges, everything you've earned in Ingress today is carrying over into this game. But after they, you know, did the trailer, they actually said, oh, by the way, we have some cell phones over here. We'd like you to check out Ingress Prime and tell us what you think of it. So, like, all of a sudden this became E3, and I was like, go stand in a line to go for 30 minutes to see a game, right? So I did that. So I got to see the Ingress Prime in motion, and what was kind of cool about it is that, you know, it's definitely a huge graphic upgrade. You can spin the screen with one finger instead of using, you know, the two fingers. And you can go, this is what I thought was really cool. You can zoom underneath a portal so that you can see where the links are going a lot easier and see if things are crossing or not. You know how, like, sometimes in the game today, it's really hard to tell what the hell's linked to what? Well, they're trying to make that easier in this new client. And you can zoom way out. I would say if you zoom way out, you can easily see 10 times as much area as you can now. So I thought that was kind of neat, too. So, you know, as an Ingress player, that was exciting. I have some reservations about some of the things I was shown that really go into a very detailed gameplay mechanical level that I think would bore most of you, because I don't think many of you play Ingress. But I will say, you know, there were some concerns I had about something called Intel, because I noticed that when they were in the – they put communications in a separate tab. One of the tabs said Intel, and I actually asked the guy, I said, are they moving Intel from the web onto the app? Is that why that says Intel? And he said, I can't say anything about that. I can't show you that right now. And so that said to me, they might be. So – but to their credit, after the whole demo was over, they actually had a little laptop nearby, and they said, we'd like to ask you a few questions about what you saw and how you feel. So they actually asked, you know, what's your agent level? How much do you play and all this stuff? And they said, what did you like most? What did you not like most? You know, what concerns do you have, type of thing. So I felt like I was appropriately able to say what I liked and say what I didn't like, and that it will be heard. Because, you know, although while this event was fairly crowded, it wasn't more than a couple hundred people, and maybe only about 100 stayed around to watch this demo. So, you know, they're not going to get that much feedback. So I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that I got to see the new Ingress Prime. So there you go. So, again, I know a lot of you guys don't play the game a lot. But I will say this. You do have this to look forward to here on OLR in the future. Some of the people that I play Ingress with, it's starting to get out there more that I do this show, this Orange Lounge radio show. And I've had actually a lot of the women that run the faction stuff here for my team in SAC. They really want to come on this show. So we are going to have, I don't know the date yet, but we are going to have a Ladies of Ingress night here at OLR.
Nice.
So stay tuned for more. If I can get one from the other faction, I'm open to it. So it doesn't have to be one-sided thing. So I'll see what I can do.
Pepper wants to do it.
I'll see what I can do. I don't know who I can talk to over there. I know one gal, and if she would be willing to do it, I would really, really love to have her on. So we'll see. Yeah. So you don't know her, but yeah. So
I know most of the people, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the same to you. It's all the people that smash your crap in the middle of the night.
They're like, hey, Logan, how's it going? I'm like, I know I probably met you once. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. Like, I've been getting a lot of that in the comms because I'll occasionally play at the park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, hey, long time. I'm like, yeah.
They're excited to see somebody playing in your area because you know how your area is.
I know. That's why I stopped playing. That and I have literally no time to play.
I understand.
I can't.
I'm going to take back my work lobby.
You do that. I told you there's a Smurf that thinks it's his.
Oh, I'm going to smack it down.
All right. Anyway. So that's my little blurb on Ingress and what happened this weekend. And I had a really good time at the event. And then today they did something called Mission Day, which is all about doing the missions in game where you hack the portals. And, so basically we explore the city and hack, and we get a little special badge on our profile. That says you participated in Mission Day, but it was actually really neat. Like, I had never been, with all the times I've been to San Francisco, cause I don't live that far from there. I had never been down the walk on Pier 14 where you can walk all the way out and like get these really great pictures of the Bay Bridge and stuff. So it was neat. Hmm. So I did that this morning. It only took me about 2 hours to do what I needed to do. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So I'm excited about that. So I had a great time doing Ingress. So I look forward for Ingress Prime coming out. More information is at ingressprime.com. I believe The Verge ran an article that actually has screenshots. And I think there's a trailer out there on the YouTubes as well as the demo I saw. Somebody filmed it, even though it's a big no-no. So there is a leaked demo on YouTube out there where you can watch the whole thing if you're curious about it. So there you go. And if you want to know more about Ingress, if you want to play Ingress, I'm happy to help you out if you go green. All right. Anyway, let's get into some talk about our gaming weeks and the types of video games we have been playing this week. I guess I've already talked a lot about Ingress. That kind of dominated my weekend, but I know you guys have been playing other stuff, right, Jamie?
I'm actually restarting Animal Crossing New Leaf. Because apparently there is support for my weird idea about a person having a mental breakdown and finds herself in the world of Animal Crossing.
Okay, I believe
where
that.
Where she has a nightly existential crisis at the roost.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do it. I actually have the Dolphin emulator. And I was going to do it on the N64 version so I could take screenshots with that. I own all of the originals, blah, 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 all the stuff. GameCube version. But I'm thinking that I like the newer character styles, plus there's more locations in the game that I can do stuff with. So, the one thing is that I'm actually trying to find, like, and I know that they exist, but sort of like a simulated version that I can use, like, direct camera angles in and everything. I found all the textures from New Leaf. So the textures in the character model. So anyway, that's been kind of my thing lately. And I'm playing a lot to Pocket Camp. I'm level 34.
Would it be fair to say that the mobile... You're level 34?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I can't talk because I just literally played Ingress all weekend long, so I literally cannot say anything. But I did have a pause moment of shock. All right, that's great.
I check the game 3 times a day.
I can't fucking talk. I played Ingress
I'm building a convertible right now for Cherry. That's to get her past.
You have to build them fucking cars? Like the couches and the refrigerators? That's not enough? You have to make him a fucking car?
Apollo wants a bass guitar. So I'm doing a bass for him. I'm on my fourth loan.
You had to take out a loan to build a bitch a car?
No.
What is this game teaching people?
No, it's for my van, my camper, my Vanagon.
Oh. All right.
But I have the 150,000 Bell loan right now. And I was actually thinking about using the mobile version for my thing.
Okay,
but
this is what I was going to say. Would it be fair to say that because of the mobile Animal Crossing, you've been thinking more about Animal Crossing, and therefore that has led to maybe I want to go back and play New Leaf and do this comic thing?
I've had the idea to do the webcomic for about 2 years now.
Okay.
But I just never put anything to it. I was either going to hand draw it, you know, which I could still do it hand drawn, but I think it would be a little bit more fun to have screenshots, or at least get some of the locations or something. I don't know. I'm still working out the logistics behind it. But I've also been playing Miitomo, and I played some Ingress because reasons, and Pokemon Go, and Idle Pouring, and Dragon Age Inquisition, and and fucking with people's heads.
All right. It's a fun game. All right. Loki, how was your gaming week?
It wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be, but I finished the story campaign for LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2, and much like, there was another game I played that was kind of like this too, but it just kind of, it was just over. Like, all of a sudden, been playing through levels, and all of a sudden, it's just done. I was like, that was it? That was the last level? It's just very, I don't know. There wasn't any real memorable moments like there were with even the first LEGO Marvel Super Heroes game and even the LEGO Avengers game. They had, but it seemed like they put more time into the story and stuff. This one just seems very rushed and content lacking. I mean, because if you look at the LEGO Avengers game, I didn't like that one too much because instead of doing voice acting for a lot of the characters, they just took audio clips from the movies that they're in because it's based on the Marvel movie universe. And so it was just kind of like, I like the old voice actors better, and I just really wish they'd use those instead.
I wonder if that has to do with the strike.
It could have been, maybe.
Yeah.
This time, though, they did, you know, voice actors. They didn't use the same old voice actors, so that was kind of jarring. But, you know, with the last game, the LEGO Avengers game, they had all these hub worlds, and they had Manhattan. Because usually you get one giant hub world that you can run around. It's kind of free roaming and stuff. And you can do puzzles and stuff in there. And plus, they have all the levels. Well, this one had that. And then it had all these other hub worlds that were kind of cool as well. So there's, like, a lot of content in there. This one doesn't have that. This one has a stupid Chronopolis thing, which is just, like, tiny pieces of each of these little worlds just jumbled together in this big mess of a world that's just kind of crap, and it's just very unmemorable and just dumb. And the storyline to the whole thing was kind of lame too. The only thing that was good about it was, like, they had some pretty good boss fights, I think. They're, like, interesting designs. But it's just, like, the Kang character is just very lame. Just the boss fight at the end was kind of stupid. Because he fights Captain America, and Captain America gets big for some reason. Like, this giant kaiju fight almost, and it should have been cool, but it was pretty lame. So I don't know, but I still have to play through it to unlock all the characters and do all that, but it seems like it's more of a chore now than anything, just because my kids want to play it. I didn't get to play any of the VR stuff. I kept looking at it, but once again, my wife is very much monopolizing the TV, and there's not a really good place to set up VR while she's watching TV and have it not interfere with the TV, so unfortunately didn't get around to that. Also, I did play a little bit more of LEGO DC Universe 2, which was all right. LEGO Batman 2 DC Universe. Really trying to get away from LEGO games, though, because I got a lot of other stuff to play. South Park. Still have South Park. I bought that, downloaded it, haven't played it yet, but I do want to get into that. I just wanted to finish the one game first before I got started on something else. So I'll probably do that, but I'm very much looking forward to playing South Park. I hear it's really good.
All right. I understand the struggle of having a game that you haven't played yet. I got my copy of, getting to my week a little bit, I got my copy of Xenoblade Chronicles 2 on Friday, and I haven't even opened the package yet. I just, because I left Friday night and I've been being a nerd on other stuff all weekend long. So hoping to maybe get into that a little bit tonight if I don't just pass out early. But if nothing else, I'll start playing that tomorrow.
I have like 6 to 8 VR games I have yet to play. Like I've got just a ton of stuff that I bought in over sales and stuff. And I've been meaning to play all of it. I just haven't got around to playing it yet.
All right.
Yeah.
My gaming week. I have not played a lot besides Ingress this weekend, obviously. It was a lot. But I did. Well, actually, I was staying with our pal JD, who you see in chat a lot, and he's been on the show before. And he was showing me Jackbox 4, which somehow I hadn't gotten around to picking up yet. I don't know. Like, I haven't had people over, so that hasn't been a reason for me to download it yet. I'm sure I'll get it eventually. But he was like, have you played Jackbox 4 yet? And I was like, actually, now that you mention it, no, I haven't. And I always support the Jackbox games, so it's weird that I kind of like, this one just slipped on my radar. So he fired it up so we could play Fibbage 3, which that was really the only game we got to play. He was telling me about some of the other games, like the monster, the game that sounds like it's freaking Grindr, but with monsters, and that's really funny. And I would really like to invite Jackbox back on the show because I want to know if they did research by using dating apps. But anyway, there's all these other fun games in there. But I got to play Fibbage 3, and that was great because it has like this very like 70s look to it. And I love the little transition, uses the transitions when you're picking the category, uses all these stock photography from the 70s of like women in 70s style bathing suits and men with the big bushy Burt Reynolds mustaches and stuff that is like the horrible fashion of the 70s. Well, it looks horrible now, and all that stuff. I got a kick out of the look and how that whole game looked. And they tried to do some new things with the formula too. I mean, it's still Fibbage at the end of the day, but I like that they had like social media questions. Like one of the questions we had was, some supermodel had posted on her Twitter, I'm trying to set blank as my desktop picture. And you had to, you know, fill in the blank with what it was. And I fooled JD. I put Obama and he guessed it. He guessed it was Obama. And I think the real answer was her boobs. Yeah, the real answer was her boobs. And I thought, oh, the game's not going to put her boobs in there. And I think I put the runway or something really dumb that somebody else had put in. And yeah, the answer turns out she had tweeted that she wanted to put her boobs as her background picture. Would you ever do that, Dark Sakura? No.
Fuck no.
No, I wouldn't put my butt as my background picture either. Like, it's just a little bit. I guess, you know, supermodels are different.
I think I could put a supermodel's boobs as my background picture.
That's not the same thing. Anyway, so that was something I got to learn playing Fibbage. Oh, and then the bonus round was different because the bonus round was blank and blank. So it was like a pair of things that went together. And I think it was something about Richard Nixon's food you would never guess that he liked was blank and blank. And I don't know, I put something disgusting like peanut butter and pickles or something. And I think I actually did. I tricked JD again. And you might think I'm a really good liar, but he was a better liar. Actually, I think I fell for his answer like every fucking time. Turns out, did you know the real answer? I mean, spoiler alert, but did you know the real answer to that is ketchup and cottage cheese?
Ew.
Yeah, right? Disgusting.
My granddaddy used to eat ketchup on everything, including cabbage.
And cottage cheese?
And cottage cheese and eggs.
I don't know about that. All right. Anyway.
So that's a pretty awesome looking. I'm watching the leaked footage of the...
the Ingress 2.0?
Ingress 2.0.
Yeah, and I told you about that? It's, yeah, or Ingress Prime.
It's pretty...
Yeah,
it didn't show much, but it's pretty.
It's very what drew me to Ingress.
It looks a lot cooler, I guess.
What drew me to Ingress in the first place was I was like, oh, it looks like Tron, but in the real world. And now that I'm looking at Ingress Prime, I'm like, now it really looks like Tron.
Yeah,
it's very cool. Anyway, and then I played some World of Warcraft, not a lot, but a little bit. And I don't know, it's just some other little stuff here and there, and that's really about it. So this next week, I'm looking forward to actually sitting down with Xenoblade Chronicles 2 because I bought that, but I just haven't got started yet. So I'm hoping to get into that. So that was it for my game week. So I will mention quickly, you can always follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/OLR. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Orange Lounge Radio. And you can always send us emails, participate@orangeloungeradio.com. Unfortunately, we don't have any emails for you to read tonight, but hopefully we'll get some for next week. participate@orangeloungeradio.com. I'm curious what kind of games you guys might play outdoors. You know, we talked about Ingress, Pokemon Go. Is there another AR game that you're into?
It's not.
And I'm not. Don't send in sports as a joke answer. Like, I get that that's an obvious answer. But I mean, technology based thing.
They have one that's, I don't know how well this would work, but it's supposed to be like laser tag. I've seen like the guns at the store you can buy, and they've got like an app that it works with, and it's like you play laser tag with that. And I can't imagine that would be very good. apparently Dark Sakura agrees.
No, I just okay, so this is
ketchup
why,
is gross.
No, I want to point this out. Rama has just reinforced single-handedly in our chat over at live.vognetwork.com why we don't click random links. And I made the mistake because I go, oh, it's Rama. What's he's not going to Rickroll me in the middle of the show. Rama knows better. He produces his own show. So what did he fucking put in chat? A tweet of a Pop-Tart covered in ketchup. Ew. So in the future, when I don't click your links in chat during the show, I want you to go and say, thanks, Rama. Thanks for that. That's yes. Just
don't
remember the ketchup
like
covered Pop Tart that made Rob
pizza,
not click the links
Pop
anymore.
Pizza Pop Tarts or something like that. I thought they had like something like that.
If it's possible on the internet, I'm sure they did it somewhere. All right, let's get into some other news. Dark Sakura, I know you had a few things you want to bring to the table tonight. Dark Sakura, why don't you start us off with some news?
Osaka has new ambassadors. It's Pikachu and Hello Kitty. Why can America not have cool stuff? Why Japan? I'm moving. Because I want,
well, one of our buddies is there right now, so you
yeah,
know.
Buddy, give me a place to live. Actually, I'll be perfectly honest. My goal ages and ages ago was to live in Kyoto. Still, kind of a goal, you know. If something happens to Dan, you may be doing OLR across the ocean. But I just think it's pretty cool. They basically are promoting Osaka for the as the 2025 Expo host city. So that's pretty cool. And I have completely different news, too. It's about Cuphead.
Okay.
You know how Cuphead is hard as balls?
Yeah, why, yes,
actually,
I do.
Actually, balls aren't really hard.
I was able to beat the tutorial, though, which is why I'm allowed to do this program.
Yeah. Well, Cuphead got a patch to polish it up just a teensy more. And it basically did away with some of the little bugs that people found, like replicating Mugman. Many times.
Does that mean they made the game harder? So
yes,
because you can't exploit it anymore.
They can't cheat.
It actually, in some ways, made things a little bit easier too. So it fixed random freezes.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
good.
It improved saving and loading.
There's nothing more infuriating than a difficult video game where you lose all your progress thanks to a freeze. So that does make the process easier.
It left the ability to charge your weapon is maintained through parry. And you can unequip your secondary weapons from the equipment menu. And just fixing a lot of weird little glitches on there. It fixed some of the hitboxes. And yeah, a few things worse, a few things better.
Loki, I think you should put that on your list of things to play as Cuphead.
I have played Cuphead.
Have you?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah?
It's fun.
Yeah,
I brought Lane here at the show like a few weeks ago.
I need to play it more. I played a little bit on Twitch that one night, and I played a little more after that, but I need to like try to finish it. It's really fun.
Yeah, it definitely is difficult. I've watched all the boss videos and stuff like that.
One of those games that's going to get completely lost in these end of the year Game Awards stuff because of Zelda and Mario.
I don't know if it will. I think it's
well, it didn't
pretty
get nominated for a Game Award, Game of the Year anyway. I would have expected this game to be Game of the Year material for a lot of people. I really do.
I don't know.
When it comes to art direction and
doesn't
you know,
have the replayability for that, I don't think. But that's not a bad thing, though. That's like, you know, like Mega Man. I mean, it has Mega Man replayability, linear.
Speaking of Mega Man, when I first played Mega Man 2 on the NES, you know, I had that moment of, oh my God, I'm playing a cartoon, right? When you see some of those sprites, that like playing Bubble Man, so you're like, I'm playing a fucking cartoon. But then when I played Cuphead, no, really, I am fucking playing a cartoon right now. Like, it's like, just, it's another example of one of those, like, just when you think graphics can't get any better, here you go. And it's not that the graphics are particularly anything more stunning than, say, Destiny 2, which is a great graphical game in a different way, right?
Right.
But, like, Cuphead, because of, like, that art direction and the art style they've picked, I mean, it looks like something they picked straight up out of the 30s. It's pretty astounding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you haven't played Cuphead, you really should check it out. I worry it's one of those games that most people will watch on Twitch and be like, nah, I'm not going to play that because, you know, but I it looks good. Well, you know, looks good isn't going to give the developers incentive to make another one. Although I heard it did sell very well, so we're probably going to get another one. Or at least that studio will get the opportunity to make another game, you know, that hopefully has a great, you know, style of whatever it is they choose. So, all right. I think that all you had, Dark Soccer? Let's go to Loki for a few more stories, including Why don't you tell us about the breakfast box that's getting tweeted everywhere right now?
Well, I was going to talk about that in a second, but first I want to actually talk about...
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, since we were talking about Mega Man, I wanted to mention that there is a Mega Man anniversary thing that's going to be happening tomorrow. So on December 4th, Capcom's actually going to be doing a live stream of Mega Man for the 30th anniversary of the Mega Man series. And so it's going to start at, looks like 11 a.m. Pacific time. And they said 1 hour prior to the stream, they're going to be airing a streamer showdown pre-show with trivia and guest appearances and stuff like that. So my guess is they're going to announce something during this.
Did you hear about who retweeted that tweet?
No.
Sony and Nintendo both retweeted that tweet. So draw the conclusion that you will. There's a lot of people theorizing that the conclusion a lot of people are jumping to, Mega Man Legacy Collection on the Switch, which would be great. I think that's something, you know, I still have not bought that Saturday morning Disney game collection because I want it on the Switch. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Mega Man Collection thing will come out on the Switch. I think that would be great if it did. Or maybe they're going to do Mega Man 11. Maybe they're going to, I don't know, maybe they're going to do some big thing tomorrow. That
Mega Man Legends Collection with...
I'm kind of okay with that, actually.
One and two, would, I mean...
Or an X collection, even. I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, it could be literally anything tomorrow, so we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
I'm excited about that.
So yeah. That's something. But yes, to allude to what Rob was talking about earlier, there is, of course, a brand new cereal hitting the market, the Super Mario Brothers.
It's for
cereal.
Breakfast now.
Nintendo. It's a cereal.
Wow.
So they've got this new cereal that's coming out. It's, I guess, through Kellogg's. And it's what's kind of unique about it, aside from the fact that it's got, you know, Mario Brother marshmallows and stuff like that in there.
And we all know marshmallows are the best part of any breakfast.
Marshmallows are disgusting. You shut your mouth.
Even the gross dehydrated marshmallows you get in breakfast cereal.
I love the dehydrated ones in.
Here's my problem. Now I'm going to derail you son of a bitch.
That's fine.
All right.
Go right ahead.
Okay, this is where everybody's going to go, Rob, you're a fucking freak. You ready? I don't like milk and cereal at all. And so people go, well, how do you eat your cereal? And I go, easy. You put it in a bowl, you get a spoon, and you eat the cereal out of the bowl. You don't need anything in it. But in those types of cereals where you have dehydrated parts in it, it kind of makes those marshmallows a little bit nastier, I think.
It makes them slimy if you, like, put milk in there.
Yeah.
But I like them when they're dehydrated and you kind of chew on them. And it's like chewing through like high density foam or something like that. You know?
See, I wouldn't know. I don't like milk and cereal. Maybe I'm
y'all need Jesus, okay?
Maybe I'm lactose intolerant. So stop being sensitive. I'm actually not. But I just don't. I don't like that much milk. That's the problem.
Well, sometimes this is what I do too. Like if you don't like tons of milk and cereal, you get a giant like oversized cup of cereal and a glass of milk and you just down the cereal first.
I see, chug the cereal.
And you eat it and then you drink some milk when your mouth gets too dry.
For some reason, that I'm okay with.
And I've done that because there's some cereals that are better dry than they are with milk. For example, one that I feel really loses all of its flavor in milk is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Because all the cinnamon gets washed off and you have this like lame-ass, soggy shit with some cinnamon on it.
This is the best part of OLR is knowing you're not alone. SSJ 100 Matt says, Rob, you're not alone. And Dark Tetsuya says, I don't blame you, Rob. And JD says, what do you do instead? Use orange juice?
You're all gross.
Well, clearly the answer is we use ketchup, so yeah.
Ketchup is also gross. Why do people eat disgusting things?
Soy sauce?
That's what I ask when Loki brings a fucking sandwich from Subway loaded with extra mayo.
But I love mayonnaise.
Here's why I ask for
freaks.
Here's why I ask for extra mayo. It's because of their own incompetence. It's not because I like a ton of mayo on my sandwich. It's because I want the ratio of mayo to be greater than the amount of mustard they put on there. Because otherwise, the mustard just overpowers everything. If you ask
what's the problem? I love mustard.
If you put light on the mustard.
Mustard is also gross.
They just go way crazy with the mustard and mayo on there. So I have to ask them to put extra mayo. And I mean a little bit extra mayo, but then they go fucking crazy with it. Like, there's just like a 2-inch thick layer of mayo in there. I was like, dude, that's a little much. Oh,
I literally just gagged.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you that mental picture, but... It's their own incompetence. Just make the sandwich like I want it. It's not so hard.
All right. Where the hell were we? God damn it. You derailed everything.
Cereal.
Oh, yeah. Cereal. So what else about Super Mario
Cereal? So the thing that's unique about it, though, is it has an amiibo thing on it. Yes, the cereal box is its own amiibo. Can't really store it with the rest of your amiibos, but hey, you can at least scan the box.
You can cut it out. All you need is a little chip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can scan the box with your Nintendo Switch controller or Joy-Con or whatever and do that. Or you can totally be the elite hacker because your Switch is fucking portable and just go to the fucking supermarket and scan all the boxes with your Switch.
Smart man.
Without even having to buy the cereal.
That's right, because they can't afford to put that chip, that wrap on everything, huh?
Yeah, you can't do anything. You can't do shit with that. It's just fucking just go to the store.
Did you really think of that yourself, or did you see somebody on Twitter or YouTube do that where they went to the supermarket?
No, I thought about it because like when I saw that, I'm like, well, what's going to stop people from just going to the store and doing that?
Do you want to go to Save Mart, get my Switch, go to Save Mart right now?
I don't even know if it's out there. I didn't see it at the store. I mean,
oh my God, I love it.
I thought about stopping the store and getting some, but.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to it. Like, okay, so everybody's thinking about like figures. Like, do you get a toy in your food again? No. Think of the Amiibo cards, you guys. They had the Animal Crossing Amiibo cards, okay? So they just made the bottom of the box or whatever one of those cards. Well, is it built into the box, or is there a card in the box, like in little individual wrap? Because if that's the case, Loki, your trick's not going to work. Because maybe they just put an Amiibo card in the box.
I thought it was attached to the back of the box, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
It would make sense. Yeah, we'll see. All right. Bobby Blackwolf in chat says it's out on the 11th or something. And Black Wolf says they claim that the amiibo part is on the back of the box. All right, so it's a giant amiibo card, basically. Interesting.
Yeah. And apparently what it does is it gives you gold coins or hearts.
Oh, and Akuma JP says in Japan, they have an aluminum sticker over the chip. You have to peel it to scan it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Akuma JP, I know there's like some cultural differences here, but here's my question. Do you have a store called Walmart in Japan? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
They have Costco.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here in the U.S. You're going to go look at that cereal aisle, and all that fucking aluminum will have been peeled back already.
I don't know why. It's just random.
And it's something specific about Walmart's.
It's quality of customer.
It's the culture. Do they still have that blog, People of Walmart?
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
Okay, Akuma, if you want to see what America's like, go look for the blog called People of Walmart. And that's what it's like living here. All right. Bobby Blackwolf in chat says, sir, put the Switch away. They're not gonna yell at me at the grocery store over having a Nintendo Switch out. Especially if... here's what I'll do. I know what I'll do. This is how I don't get yelled at. I will let a child that I've kidnapped hold the Switch. That way I won't get yelled at. That's a good idea, right? Because you're not going to yell at my pretend kid for bringing a Switch.
Child kidnapping. Here. Well, geez, you're just lining up right for Congress, you know? You have what it takes to be in politics.
Vote Rob Roberts 2020. What do I have to say? All right. VidPower and Chez says, the amiibo prize for scanning the cereal box doesn't seem too amazing. You get, like, a heart. Dungeon Buster in chat says, we have a Switch in aisle 4. Repeat, security, we have a Switch in aisle 4. And Akuma JP, regarding Walmart, says, I see it on YouTube. My eyes roll so hard. And SSJ100 Matt says, dress Mr. Smush as a kid and put him in a stroller. Who will stop? The sad thing is Mr. Swish would probably do it. I love it. Bobby Blackwolf says, yeah, it just tells you that you have a delicious amiibo and it finds a power moon like all the other amiibo do. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. But I don't even think the amiibo thing's that big a deal. Like, I really don't. I think it's more like, hey, Nintendo cereal is like coming back. Like, it's not the same
That's
cereal.
That's so cool, though. It would be even cooler, like, if it unlocked a cereal box character skin for Super Mario Maker or something.
What the fuck? A cereal Mario skin?
Yeah, cereal box. Whatever, they have like springboards and shit in there.
A cardboard, you want like Solid Snake hiding in a cardboard
box? Like, I want a cereal box. I mean, what? They've got like, you can do the like warp pipes and question blocks and the springs and stuff like that, so why not?
Yeah, when I think of Mario Brothers, I think of cereal. Yeah.
It's Super Mario Maker. They have a bunch of weird shit in there.
All right. No, it's I'm just teasing you. It's fine. All right. What else? News story.
All right. So we can talk a little bit briefly about more EA shit. So this is still kind of off of the whole Star Wars Battlefront 2 bullshit. So, of course, you know, in response to the backlash against it, is more excuses on why they didn't do things the way they did. So one thing they said is, well, we couldn't possibly do Battlefront 2 cosmetics in the loot boxes because it would break the canon. It would break the canon of Star Wars. Except
like that, they haven't rewritten it 50,000 times.
Well, except that they had customization in the last game. They have customization hidden in the code of this game. And there's also the stupid Star Wars Kinect game, which just broke all of the canon. So whatever.
Would you please reference the quote about pink Darth Vader? Because that's the one that pissed me the fuck off.
Yes. Let me see if I can actually find that.
he said something like, you wouldn't want to play as pink Darth Vader. And my reaction was,
bitch, I would.
The fuck I wouldn't. Like, maybe I would buy this fucking game if I could play as pink Darth Vader.
Yeah,
sounds fucking rad.
Yeah, unfortunately, this article does not have the quote in there, but basically it was something to the effect of, like, yes, white Darth Vader would, break the canon, and no one wants to play as pink Darth Vader or something like that.
You shut your dirty little mouth. I know lots of people that would play as pink Darth Vader.
So it was just like, let's see. Okay, I think I have the exact one here, so let's see. So it says, one thing we're very focused on and extremely focused on is not violating the canon of Star Wars. It's an amazing brand that's been built over many, many years. And so if you did a bunch of cosmetic things, you might start to violate canon, right? Darth Vader in white probably doesn't make sense versus black. Not to mention, you probably don't want Darth Vader in pink. No offense to pink, but I don't think that's right in the canon.
Number one, I'm offended. Number two, if we survive the Star Wars Christmas special, we will survive pink Darth Vader. In fact, I guarantee you pink Darth Vader will be better than the Star Wars Christmas special and Star Wars Kinect.
Or did anyone tell him this is a fucking video game and you're not writing stories for Star Wars?
Thank you.
I mean, unless they're saying that these characters that they're creating for this game are part of the canon now, which I doubt it. It was just dumb. So that was the excuse that they made. And like I said, people did some digging in the code of the game. And, oh, what the hell is this? There's some fucking cosmetic shit hidden in here. Oh, but we can't do that because that'll violate canon.
All right.
So anyways, so there's that. On top of
there's your weekly point and laugh at EA. There
yes, exactly. Uh-huh. So then, of course.
Can we just give that a stupid award?
Sure.
We haven't done one in a while.
So, aside from that game. And Need for Speed, another game that just recently was part of this whole EA early access thing was the EA Sports UFC 3, which also apparently has the same pay-to-win loot box system. And it's even worse than Star Wars, because the reason why, they have cards in the game to actually affect your strikes in there. So if you have enough, if you pay enough money, your punches are actually going to be more effective than your opponent's punches. So it's just ridiculous that they're going to keep doing it. And one of the other things that they said too is that they're going to, still try to keep these microtransactions in the game. So it's obviously this is the path that they're wanting to go on with this stuff. And apparently it's just ruining these games. So
next. I'm going to do this MTV early 2000s style. Next.
All right. So, as you know, the Game Awards are right around the corner, so that's going to be something we'll be seeing pretty soon. One thing, though, which I expect to be there, is a new trailer for Death Stranding. And I think it's also going to be a little bit confirmed since Guillermo del Toro is going to be there.
How about a glimpse of like
gameplay?
What the game fucking yes, really looks like. Like
yes,
is
please.
Is it survival horror? Is it strategy? Is it an MMO? No, I know it's
I just
not
want
MMO,
to see more.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I gotta see more.
Yeah.
So that should be coming pretty soon. I think that's later this week. So
it is. I think it's Friday.
Thursday or Friday, yeah. So definitely can't wait to check that out. Be hyped for that.
Good luck with the Game Awards. I know we're sometimes critical of these gaming award shows, but like I will give credit where credit's due. I think Jeff Keighley's really trying. Like, I think he's really trying more than, like, Spike TV and that stuff would let him, because you have all these, you know, people in a boardroom that think they know what gamers want. And I think Jeff Keighley has his pulse a little bit, his finger a little bit better on the pulse of that. I think there's still some weird stuff that happens at those shows, but it's, for the most part, it's better than it was, and it can only go up from here, I think. So I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Since we were talking about Mario a little bit ago in Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, we can't forget the last big Nintendo. Well, we're going to totally ignore the whole Fire Emblem game, but the last big Nintendo game on mobile platforms, which will be Super Mario Run. And in 2017, Super Mario Run was the most downloaded game on Android. So apparently they're doing something right. I honestly never played it on Android. My son did, though.
But not, I wonder, was it the most downloaded game on iOS? I wonder. Probably not. Because they're not touting it there. Or maybe maybe those rankings don't come out till close to the end of the year. Because I think iTunes will start its whole best of 2017 about probably 2 weeks before the end of the year. Because they take the holiday week off. So probably the week before that, you're going to start seeing the whole best of 2017. As if there was anything good about this year. There was some good music, some good movies, some really good movies. So,
yeah.
All right.
Another game that's going to be coming soon to consoles, DayZ, which is actually leaving early access. It's going to be coming to Xbox One next year. They've been talking a little bit about the development of the game and how it's going to play out on the Xbox One. Originally, they were saying that the game was going to hit 60 FPS on the Xbox One X. However, that's been retracted now, and it's going to run at 30 FPS, which is kind of disappointing, especially if you're comparing it to PC. But at least they're going to say that, I guess they have DayZ is going to be, you know, the game and the platform. And it says, and we intend on keeping DayZ alive for as long as it's viable. And I guess they're going to release version one. It's going to be, they said it's not the end of the content update. So, interesting. I guess I haven't really heard too much about DayZ in a while. I know with PUBG out and everything, kind of seems to be a lot of people forgetting about DayZ in there. So interesting to see that that's still going. As I was talking a little bit about VR stuff earlier, there's actually been a pretty big year for VR. So it looks like 1 million VR headsets have shipped, I guess, in a single quarter for the first time. So this is from, I guess, a market research firm called Canalysis, which broke down the market by platform. PlayStation VR shipped the most with over 490,000 units in the third financial quarter of this year. Of course, that includes July, August, and September. Oculus shipped 210,000 units of the Rift, and the HTC Vive sold 160,000 units. I'm assuming the Vive sold less because it was more expensive. But good to see that the platform's still going, and there's definitely a lot of content out. I still think it can do even better, and especially now with some of these other companies coming out with a little bit more affordable headsets, it'd be interesting to see how well those do. Although the new Windows one I saw, the one that they had from Microsoft, didn't look that great because their price point on it was originally going to be lower than everybody else, but then the Rift dropped its price, and so now it's kind of equal with that. And unfortunately, spec wise it's not equal with that. So it's like you need to drop it further. But I'll be curious to see how that turns out. I mean, I'm ready for the future where I do everything in VR. I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to play Desert Bus in VR?
I'm also ready, yes, to play. Well, I don't want to play Desert Bus in VR, but it is a thing that you can do now. So yes, Desert Bus VR, you can check it out. And of course, this was featured in I think it was, I don't know if, yeah, they were doing that as part of the whole Desert Bus for Hope, the 11th annual one. So I guess they were playing Desert Bus VR. And it's out for, it's a free download on Steam for the Vive and the Rift. And of course, Desert Bus, for those who may not remember, it is a game that came out of, what was it, the Penn & Teller, I don't remember what the full name of the game was. But it's a Penn & Teller game where it's basically you have to drive from
Smoke and Mirrors. From,
Smoke and Mirrors. So you have to drive this bus basically that keeps veering slightly to the right. And it's the actual time that it takes to drive between these two cities. So people do it just as kind of a punishment to themselves, and also they raise charities. So, yeah, it looks like Desert Bus in VR. It's way prettier.
The game was created as a bit of a statement, and I'll let y'all go listen to Bobby's show. He gets more into it. I'm not going to repeat it. But I think it's a very tongue-in-cheek sort of statement, which Penn and Teller do like a lot. You may remember they had that TV show, you know, and that whole thing. That's kind of their
thing. Yeah,
it's
from driving. I guess it's, yeah, to simulate driving from Tucson to Las Vegas.
Yes.
In real time without brakes.
Yes, which, I mean, the drive from here to Las Vegas is bad enough. I can't even fucking imagine Tucson to Vegas. Oof.
But it's cool, though. I don't know what if they have, like, other features in there.
Oh, the VR one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be a passenger now. And you can sit in, as a passenger, and you can, like, throw spit wads at the driver. And that's it.
Why?
What? Loki, you're asking a question about why does this game even exist in the first place? Why not? Also, something about the NPR interview, style interview, that you can listen to on the radio. That drones on and on. And they talk very quietly like they do on the radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I know you have a little bit more news, but I think this is a good time for us to take a trip down memory lane. Are you ready, Dark Sakura, to unveil?
I reckon.
It might be a short show, but we still got plenty of time to talk about classic games.
Yes.
We always have a minute to talk about classic games. Every week, Dark Sakura jumps into the gaming vault and finds a game that she thinks, hey, this game is worthy of your attention. It's the classic game of the week.
Yarp.
Dark Sakura, what is it?
R-Type Delta, I chose. Because I've already done R-Type, but R-Type Delta, believe it or not, is kind of a hard-to-get-your-hands-on bit of a game. And it is the...
That is not R-Type Delta, by the way. That is the... I keep forgetting to put the video ad blocker in Chrome, which I switched to here in the studio. Sorry about that.
Oh, Rob.
Here's R-Type Delta.
Anyway, R-Type Delta is the fourth of the R-Type games and the first one to use 3D. It came out for PlayStation in 1999. And it's generally considered a really, really good game in the R-Type series. A friend of ours just gave us a copy. So, hey. R-Type Delta also offers different of the ships that you can pilot. And every one of the ships has... you can get your Force, which is like your big shield slash extra gun. And you get a dose gauge, which every time it hits 100, you can use the Delta attack, which is a super attack. So you start off with the R9A Delta, which is based off of the original R9 from R-Type. You have the RX Albatross that has wings, and it uses the Tentacle Force. R13 Cerberus, which is a red and black one, and it has an energy ribbon that can attack. And then the POW armor, which you unlock after beating the game in medium or hard mode. It was generally, you know, like I said, it was well received. A lot of people even thought it was better than the original R-Type, although to me that's really, really hard to match. And it's basically considered one of the shooters you have to have if you have a PlayStation. For being in, you know, a PlayStation game, the polys are pretty, you know, pretty nice. It's very complex. It looks really good, apart from just being super fun to play. Although, some people found that it was a little bit more difficult than it needed to be, but your mileage may vary. And as far as I am aware, there has been no other release of R-Type Delta. So, good luck finding it. And that's it. R-Type Delta. So for PlayStation.
I forgot they made this on PlayStation, but I like how it has kind of the better backgrounds in this, and just like kind of like the solid black you remember from the, you know, TurboGrafx, the other versions of this that existed, or other R-Types that were out there. So
I will say, you know, R-Type is still, I like the original R-Type better than this.
Sure.
But this is really freaking good.
Yeah.
I like it better than Super R-Type. I like it better than R-Type 2. So there you go.
All right. R-Type Delta, your classic game of the week. Here at Orange Lounge Radio. I think you just have a couple quickies left, right, Loki?
Yeah, a few more things. So
sorry, not to interrupt you, but you did it to me earlier. We will also start to open up the Skype line. I think it's a good time to do that. If you do want to give us a call and say hello tonight, Orange Lounge Radio, all one word on Skype. Orange Lounge Radio, all one word on Skype. The Skype line is open while Loki touches on these last few things here.
Yeah, and I wanted to clarify because I was also kind of confused about, you know, DayZ and PUBG. So PUBG was actually the one that they said it was going to be originally running at 60 FPS and now it's 30 across all platforms. That's kind of disappointing because PUBG is more popular. I have no idea what frame rate it runs on for DayZ, but at least it's coming to consoles, so that's kind of cool. All right, so other things we could talk about. So there's this cool new skin that's going to be coming out for the PlayStation 4 called the PlayStation 4 Legacy Theme. It's based off of the PlayStation 2 dashboard, and you can check it out for $2.99, and it looks pretty awesome. So they have that is developed by, I guess, Truant Pixel, who does some of these animated backgrounds, and they really did capture quite a bit of the PlayStation 2 dashboard feel, so check that out. Also, on PlayStation Plus, you're going to be getting some games for December. And with those, Darksiders 2, the Definitive Edition, Kung Fu Panda Showdown of Legendary Legends on PlayStation 4. And then PlayStation 3, Siberia Collection and X-Blaze Lost Memories. And then for the Vita, Forma.8, which is a cross-buy with PlayStation 4, and Wanted Corp. And finally, we have FireAxis announcing a expansion for Civ 6, which is Rise and Fall. And, yeah, it looks interesting. Launching February 8th, it's going to, I guess, focus on the Great Ages and introduce, I guess, a concept where you can, where your empire can go through a dark period. And they have a new city-based loyalty system.
Oh, kind of like 2017 when your civilization goes through a dark period.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
I don't know if...
I wonder if that was planned that way. That's a pretty clever move. I bet these things are planned years in advance. It's not... But it's just a strange...
I think they have a different idea of what a dark age
yes,
is.
Yes, I know, but I can't... Jamie, am I right? You can't help but notice that. Isn't it ironic that a game about a dark period for a civilization comes out right after 2017?
And a little too ironic.
Don't you think?
And then last but not least, I wanted to mention that there's this awesome mod out there. So if you're a fan of those Battle Royale games, well, there's a game that you may have played a while back called Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is now getting modded to have a Battle Royale type gameplay in it. So GTA San Andreas PUBG is, I guess it's a new mod. This one allows you to actually kind of play the whole Battle Royale thing in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So they're saying right now at the moment they are working on about 200 to 400 players on various mod servers, and then they're saying that they have, I guess, you know, quite a bit of people interested in these types of mods. So it looked kind of cool, but San Andreas is certainly looking dated. I would like something like this in maybe Grand Theft Auto 5. Well, they have something like that in Grand Theft Auto 5 online, but
yeah,
it's all neat.
We'll see.
I like mods and Grand Theft Auto, so why not?
Why not? I just saw a call come in that went away. Orange Lounge Radio, all one word, on Skype if you want to get in here. Oh, there it is. Let's take this call. Hi, you're on Orange Lounge Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Raginator.
Hey, Raginator. Don't forget to turn the...
Hi, this is Raginator. My computer was freezing up for a second.
That's all right. You should know this by now. No, that's fine. What's up?
I just have a quick question that I'd like to pose to everyone. Then I'll free up the line just in case anyone else wants to call.
Yeah, sure.
Well, not so much on this show, too much, but if you, as everyone remembers, you used to host Horde House for a while before that show went on permanent hiatus.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the run, you focus on all games that happen to be online.
Yep.
Now, I would like to pose a question on this show since Horde House is no longer around. Is there any online series of games, either completely online, or the focus of the community has been majorly online, let's say, for example, Call of Duty, where, like Call of Duty does have both single player and multiplayer, but everyone likes to play online.
Sure.
But Now, is there any series that the three of you really, really enjoyed playing online that has essentially died out, and there has been no series that no entries into the series for a number of years that you want to see like a revival in?
I'm going to take the easy answer that I think Loki would say. Probably Final Fantasy 11. Like, I don't. Well, I mean, yeah. there still is a community in 11. I think much of it moved to Final Fantasy 14, even though they are different types of games. But I know 11 is looking to reinvent itself in a mobile type of way, which is interesting to me. I have concerns about that. But, that was supposed to happen. Like, they announced that a couple of years ago. We haven't really seen anything. Yeah. Granted, it takes time to develop that stuff, so whatever. But I'm very curious.
What, Square
Enix
announced something that takes multiple years to develop?
Why I'm kind of like, all right, I shouldn't really be surprised about this. But yeah, I that was a game that I did spend. Loki, especially, a lot of you may forget, because I know not all of you have been listening to Orange Lounge Radio for 15 years, but we've been doing this show for 15 years, and the first year was in a house, but then Loki and I became roommates for years 2 through maybe 5 or so, remember, 2 through 4, 2 through 5 of this show. And we spent a lot of those nights when we weren't doing OLR playing Final Fantasy XI. Logan's in one chair playing it, I'm playing, and I made some great online friends through that whole experience. I'm probably friends with Shane, who you hear a lot on this show, because of Final Fantasy XI. We played that a lot, and, other people too. So I know that wasn't a craze that Jamie got in on as bad. I think she, tried it for a little bit, but... Right, you played. I remember you played 11, but you got really annoyed at all the heal, please.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's just because I would throw my macro for people to come for healing,
and then they never do it
because they're stupid bitches. Well,
that would involve people reading and
let them die.
Yeah, let them. I believe it was Marie Antoinette who said, "Let them eat cake," and I believe it was Jamie Summers who said, "Let them die." All right. Anyway. I guess my easy answer is Final Fantasy XI. Do you have an answer for that, Loki? Grand Theft Auto 4, because you were good at it.
I do miss Grand Theft Auto 4, only because I like the style of how they set up like the death matches in that. Grand Theft Auto 5, it is a more open game, and I think there's a lot of advantages to that, because you can do a lot of different gameplay. But I do miss like the arena style death matches, where it's a set map, the weapons are in a set position. It's just getting good at that map instead of just it being everywhere and fucking crazy. So, I don't know.
Jamie, do you have an answer for this? I thought of a second answer, and I bet you could totally co-sign this.
Go ahead.
Phantasy Star Online.
Yes.
That I miss that a lot. I know a lot
Me
of
too.
People miss that. And Blue Burst was on PC, and, it literally died, because they pulled the plug on it. But... the game does live on, I guess, maybe private servers, but I haven't looked into how to join one of those in a long time. Can you really play Phantasy Star Online anymore in any form?
On Phantasy Star Online 2.
Which isn't even here, so...
But it's fully translated.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And they don't care if you play on the Japanese servers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they had issues with that.
No,
first.
I've had an account for an age. I just haven't played in a while.
I need to just fucking play that already.
But I need to get re-up my Final Fantasy... Not Final Fantasy, but my WoW.
World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do the that raid with me, because it's fun.
What raid? The new one?
No. The one that was... what was the name of the character Jennifer Hale voiced in it? The queen elf lady, night elf lady, or whatever.
God damn it.
Yeah, she's, but it was...
She's a character in Heroes of the Storm, too, and I can't think of it.
Yeah, it starts with an E.
Okay.
But, yeah. But that...
Alun?
No, but the Gul'dan fight, and that's pretty fun.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, yeah. I haven't done Endgame in WoW in years, so it'll be interesting. So, all right. Well, Ragenator, I'm going to turn the tables on you. Is there an online game that you miss?
Oh, yeah, definitely. At least during the PlayStation 2 era and to a certain extent the PlayStation 3 era, I used to love the... Bejesus out of the Soulcom series. The Soulcom games, and of course, Final Fantasy XI, I used to play like no other, but I really, really enjoy it. If I had to pick between those two games, Soul Calibur is a series, you know, whereas 11 is just a single entry. But, you know, I would probably pick the Soul Calibur over anything. You know, unfortunately, Sony kind of threw up the proverbial white flag with the Soul Calibur series, you know, because unfortunately, you know, well, you know, Soul Calibur 4 was the final game of the series, and unfortunately, it was poorly timed because, you know, that was, you know, it was launched right when the PSN outage happened. So they lost a lot of sales because of that, and not only that, but Soul Calibur 4 tried to emulate the Call of Duty games, which were hugely, still are, but hugely popular. And because of that, the game kind of lost its uniqueness that separated, where previous entries, had,
Sure.
But if they stuck to, their roots with the Soul Calibur series, pure Soul Calibur, have plenty of maps, new ones, classic ones, and release it on console, obviously, because Sony makes consoles, and maybe even put a PC port on Steam or whatever, I would definitely buy it. And if need be, if it doesn't come to PC, then I would seriously consider getting a console just to play Soul Calibur again. Unfortunately, the older Soul Calibur games are no longer online anymore. Right. They took down servers.
They always do that. Yeah. Exactly what's behind your question. Hey, Jamie, by the way, I just got a text from Alan while Raging Air was talking there. Tyranda?
No, it was...
Ashara.
No, it's not none of them. It was introduced in that comic about the... Fuck, what kind of elves were they?
It's fine.
I'll look it up. Hold on.
All right. You know what? We need to get... If there wasn't an 8-hour time difference, we need to get Raven and EJ on the line stat, because they would know this answer like that. Our pals from Girls Gone Wow. All right, anyway. Rachel, I'm going to let you go so we can get some more calls. But that was a good question.
Elisand.
Thanks. Right. There it is, Elisand. All right.
Have a nice night.
You too.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Orange Lounge Radio, all one word, if you want to get on the show tonight. Some other answers from chat. Akuma JP says, I miss goofing around in home. It's a good answer. Let's see. SSG100 Matt says, I thought Jamie was going to say Maple Story, but I guess you can still play it. Well, would Neopets be a valid answer to the question? Hi, you're on Orange Lounge Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ronma.
Hey, Ronma. I swear to God, if you have a link, I ain't clicking it.
I actually called to apologize about that. I didn't even know you was going to react that way. I just happened to open up Twitter, and it was right there. I'm just like, oh, that's what he meant.
You know I'm just giving you shit. What's on your mind tonight?
You are. I know you are.
You know me. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. Number one, I finally got myself an Xbox One.
Oh, congrats. Did you do the Xbox One X, or did you kind of take the opportunity to get a cheap Xbox One S?
I got the Xbox One S because as powerful as X is, it'd be a waste of money because I wouldn't play the console enough to appreciate what it can do. Plus, my TV's about 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have the top-of-the-line TV to go with the top-of-the-line Xbox, not quite going to be a match.
Something like that. And I don't play games as much as I used to. My Xbox One, I'm going to be playing 3 or 4 games on it and streaming a lot of anime and Netflix and Hulu.
Speaking of anime, I'm glad you reminded me because I did this whole Ingress thing this weekend. I totally forgot to mention the other thing they announced is that there is going to be an Ingress anime. And they showed a 4-second clip of an Ingress anime.
4 second.
4 second. But again, the game is very big in Japan, so I'm not... they have the vending machines and shit over there. So I'm not completely surprised to hear that, but I think that's really cool.
That does sound like a great thing, but I wonder now who's going to pick up the rights to it. And I have a feeling it might be Viz, because Viz is right there in San Francisco. So
very true. And it will fill the void left by the Tron anime that only lasted one season on Disney XD. So...
yeah.
Bobby Blackwolf says maybe they should make an anime based on Pokemon Go. I see what you did there.
A well played.
Well, maybe they kind of did, because with all this renewed interest in Pokemon, thanks in part to Pokemon Go, they kind of went back and they kind of redid the origin story of Pokemon. I don't know what the fuck else to call it. What else do you call Pikachu I Choose You? That's basically like a retelling of the origin story, right?
Yeah, but you also got to remember, the movies aren't canon to the TV series, so the movies can run in its own little universe.
That's a good point.
And let's not forget, when Pikachu spoke for the very first time, everybody lost their proverbial shit.
What the fuck? Are you printing your own anime over there? What was that?
I'm printing the script to my porn, Rob. If you're going to cop an attitude like that, I'm going to cut out your cameo appearance.
I'm sorry, sir. All right. I know SG100 Matt in chat says dot matrix printer. I know. It sounds like he's running the fucking print shop, printing a banner over there.
Okay, strong bad.
Well, right. I mean, it's an Epson inkjet printer, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm tired of buying Christmas labels and stuff for $1 and $2 and losing them, so I'm going to go out, I'm going to buy some labels, buy some ink, make fancy labels, and print them myself.
There you go. Fancy. I want to find – can you find a copy of, like, the print shop? Like, so you can actually make labels that look like they were made in the print shop? Can you do that?
Yes. Is there a Staples near you?
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's, like, 5,000 of them.
Go to Staples. Go to the $9.99 rack. You will find print shop, a version from a year prior, for, like, $10.
Okay. I'm going to find that because I want to see – well, I mean, I don't want a new – but I don't want it to look new. I want it to look like I printed it in 1986.
And if you want to be fancy, there's always Printmaster Gold, so.
Oh, fancy. Let's see. Also, SH100 Matt in chat is kind of reminding me that maybe I should forgive you for the link thing, because you did send me Stroop Waffle. And I think, Matt, you should hire Matt as your lawyer, because I think I will have to forgive you, because you did send Stroop Waffle. So you are forgiven this time.
Oh, thank you, good sir. Thank you.
All right, my friend, I'm gonna let you go, but thanks for calling.
No problem, dude.
All right, bye.
You know, they still sell dot matrix printers that are actually USB.
Really?
You can get one. They have one. I was looking at eBay here.
There's part of me is like, why would I ever do that?
An Oki, like, it's an Oki Microline 490 dot matrix 24-pin USB printer.
Did they change the Enlightenment logo?
Like
this eyeball thing.
The green... little kind of like...
with the eyeball.
You're talking about the swirly with the triangle in the middle?
I'm not talking about the triangle one. I'm talking about this one with an eyeball.
Can you show me?
Yeah, give me a second. I'll link it to you.
Okay. All right. I thought you were just going to flip your thing around. All right. I have a few stories here. I can probably squeeze in one more call at Orange Lounge Radio. Yes, that has always been the Enlightened logo. That's not the glyph, but that's the logo for the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just always knew about the triangle.
Right, because in the game, the glyph for Enlightenment... is you draw like a half circle and there's a triangle. But to be fair, Resistance also has this problem. I call the Resistance glyph a 4 because it kind of looks like the number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah, that's how I always remember it.
And then, but the actual, their logo looks like a key. Looks like a blue key.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you go. Another Ingress fucking derailment on this program. We should start counting how many of those there are. All right. Orange Lounge Radio, all one word on Skype. If you can squeeze in here while I redo these last couple stories here, I had a couple of the quick things I wanted to point out here. Apparently some graphic novels on the way for games like Wolfenstein, Tekken, and The Evil Within. I hope they're as awesome as the FX9 novels from the 80s about Blaster Master and Simon's Quest. Oh, wait, but these are graphic novels, so I guess they'll be a little different. They'll be nothing but pictures. So Wolfenstein Volume 1 is a prequel to Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, which I kind of laugh at that because I go, well, wouldn't Wolfenstein 1 be the prequel? But I guess it doesn't work like that. Tekken Blood Feud is coming out for the Tekken franchise. And The Evil Within, The Interlude. So you can check that out if you're a fan of The Evil Within, which you may have forgot that the sequel was released last month. Or no, we're in December now, 2 months ago. There is a Life is Strange bonus episode coming for Before the Storm, and what's notable about this is that Ashley Burch will be returning to the role as Chloe Price's voice actress. because The Strike, she didn't reprise the role in Before the Storm, but she will be doing this for a bonus episode, which I think is that's pretty cool. Square Enix kind of said, you know, Rihanna DeVry, I hope I said that right, who was the replacement voice actress in the time being, she did a fantastic job in the motion capture. We're thankful to her, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to do Chloe. Oh, I guess Rihanna will still do the voice, or the motion capture, but the voice will go back to the original actress. So that's kind of neat. So you can check that out. And lastly, did you know that a certain video game turned 45 years old this past week? It was Pong. That's right, Pong Day was celebrated this past week, 45 years ago. Pong came into the world, and Atari decided to declare the day Pong Day. I don't know what authority Atari has to declare anything right now, but sure, we'll roll with that, because obviously Pong was so important for where video games are at today. But I just wanted to remind you that Pong is now 45 years old, and you know what that means? You are also old. And on that
but note, I'm not older than Pong.
That's right, but some of our listeners out there might be older than Pong, and that's okay if you are. We love all our listeners, so there you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for another episode of Orange Lounge Radio, because no other calls are coming in on Skype. I mentioned at the top of the show it's going to be a shorter show tonight. We'll be back in 7 days, though.
I was going to mention what's coming out this week.
Oh, dude, we never got to release dates, did we?
No, we didn't.
I just figured there wasn't a lot. Sure, go ahead.
There is actually quite a bit coming out, so we've got... 7, The Days Long Gone on PC, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, actually, I'm sorry, that was Friday last week, my mistake. Okay, so this week we have Dead Rising 4, Frank's Big Package on PlayStation 4. we have Caveman Warriors on the Switch, 9 Parchments on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, A Hat in Time on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, Earth Defense Force 5 on PlayStation 4, Kamen Rider Cymax Fighters on PlayStation 4, Spellforce 3 on PC, Yakuza Kiwami 2 on PlayStation 4, and finally Hello Neighbor on PC, Mac, and Xbox One, and Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus on PlayStation 4. And I guess technically, although this would be like a Saturday release or something, Loco Roco 2 Remaster on PlayStation 4. That's it.
In the UK on December...
Sorry, because of PSX is this coming weekend. That's why you have a Saturday release.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. Just want to throw that out there.
In the UK on December 5th, we have Dead Rising 4, Frank's Big Package, and on the 6th, Vostok Inc. for Switch.
All right. And I don't have the Japanese dates up. Sorry, I was not prepared for the assignment. So
you are not prepared.
That's right. So good stuff coming out in Japan this week. Good stuff. All right. That is going to do it for another episode of Orange Lounge Radio. I want to thank you guys for listening. We'll be back in 7 days for, you know, something a little closer to 2.5, maybe 3 hours. As we get into the holiday period, we still have to figure out what we're going to do for OLR celebrating the holidays, because I don't think we're going to do a show on New Year's Eve. And Christmas Eve, not likely either. So we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll tape something in advance. But only a few more weeks till the end of the year, if you can believe it. And we get to open the time capsule. Aren't you guys excited?
Oh, my God. Did we put more shit in there?
No, it's really old stuff from June.
From June. That's it. So we have to, though, with the new year, we'll have to put, like, stuff right from the start of the year.
No, the OLR time capsule will return in 2018 for sure.
Yes, for sure. In the Darth Vader piggy bank,
which I will be painting pink.
No, because pink is really a unfortunate color, even though that's my hair color.
I don't give a shit. All right.
Oh, you know what's funny?
What?
I hate the color pink, but what color is my hair?
Pink.
Right.
Ergo, she hates her hair.
No, I like my... I guess I think it looks good on my head, but I hate it as, like, clothing colors.
Okay. What's to say about me? I like pink as a clothing color.
I'm also trying to go for, like, more of a dusty rose color.
Also, I fucking love my shirt today.
Yeah,
if you
Murder She-Ra.
Yeah, it's
Angela Lansbury.
It's a shirt that says Murder She-Ra with Angela Lansbury posed as She-Ra. Or if you are a listener of the RuPaul podcast, that would be Murder She Done Sat Down in She-Ra. So there it is. Anyway, Where were we? Oh, yes, getting out of here.
We'll be happened to baby JJ?
what happened was we were about to end the show, and then a commercial for Squatty Potty started. All right.
What?
That's it. Y'all are getting Squatty Potties.
No.
I have one.
No, they have to pay for advertising. I swear I'm going to go back and bleep that. They want to get on this podcast, they have to pay for
it,
they do everywhere else.
I have one, but it's not a real Squatty Potty.
It's a naughty Squatty Potty.
That's what we need to advertise is the competitor.
Yep.
All right, anyway.
Let's sit down and shit.
No. Instead of the Squatty Potty, it's the city shitty.
We want to thank you guys for listening to Orange Lounge Radio tonight. And if you enjoyed what you heard here at Orange Lounge Radio. Okay.
Great.
Great. That's
good
great.
Good jorb.
Once you pop, that's great.
Good jorb. The cheat have a trophy.
Good jorb. So if you enjoyed what you heard here at Orange Lounge Radio, tell a friend or five about the show and help us spread the word, because we are the show where every gamer has a voice. But if the voices aren't here, then that's less great. So get more people here. Advertise for us is basically what we're asking, because we don't ask for money. But we do ask for your 5-star reviews on a place like iTunes, Google Play, wherever it is that you found this particular podcast, because we're pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts except Stitcher. And if you want to know why, you'll have to go back in the archives. That's going to do it for another episode of the show. Let's go around and get everybody's final thought. Dark Sakura, do I need the FU music for your final thought?
Not really.
Okay.
To stupid little man babies on Twitter, guess what? You're wrong and I'm right and you're blocked.
All I can think of is that gif of Alyssa Edwards going, "You're about to get blocked." Did you make a big tongue pop when he hit the block button?
I did. And good. You know what's funny is that he follows like 3 people and you're one of them.
Oh.
Apparently you're following him.
Yeah, I follow like 1,300 people on Twitter.
Whatever.
Yeah. If I figure you're not a robot, I probably follow you back.
I'm a little more choosy. Oh. But there are lots of really awesome people out there. And all of you people, you're not garbage. So well done not being garbage.
A plus.
Number 2, to my little sister.
Uh-oh.
Don't fucking tell a podcaster not to come for you. That's all.
Are you going to come for her and cut her wigs up at night? All right, we'll just end there.
You know what?
We'll end there.
No. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't have to come to her because she's already fucked up her own life.
Ooh. Do not allow Dark Soccer to drag you ever. All right. My final thought, I'll go next. My final thought is I've probably walked 50,000 steps this weekend, but I had a really good time meeting people and seeing people I don't get to see often enough. And yeah, we'll have to do this again. Niantic, hurry up and announce Anomaly schedule for next year and try to make the please put something on the West Coast for Q1 because I already have a busy. Or if you're going to like put it in Atlanta or something, try to plan it the week I'm already planning on going. That's all I ask. Loki, your final thought.
My final thought is that I really need to finish my Lego mock that I was working on. Stupid triangular tables. Like the building I was designing or based on, they have tables inside there. They're shaped like, I guess, like a triangle. And Legos don't do triangles very well.
No, they don't.
And it's been bothering the hell out of me. So I finally compromised to making them not triangles, but I don't know. It's still taking me forever. I've been stuck on this stupid thing.
All right. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show tonight, and we'll see you in 7 days, as will Mr. Smush. Won't he, Mr. Smush? If Mr. Smush can get away from grooming himself. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Orange Lounge Radio. Orange Lounge Radio is a production of OLR Studios. To join us for a live show, tune into VogNetwork.com Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff of Orange Lounge Radio or Vog Network, but you know they were all still true. See you next week.